This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said on Wednesday her country will honor the victims of the Christchurch terror attack on Friday with a moment of silence. Ardern also said discussions have taken place for memorial service, which will be held at a later date. Meantime, the New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush said on Wednesday they are paying special attention to putting together evidence for prosecutors in the mosque killings, which left 50 people dead and many others wounded.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistakes.
The police commissioner said more charges will be filed against the alleged gunman, who has so far been charged with one count of murder. Mozambique is said to have been hit the hardest by Cyclone Idai, which ravaged southern Africa in recent days. The nation's president estimates that as many as 1,000 people have died, many of them in the port city of Beru. Neighboring South Africa has sent in soldiers to help with search and rescue efforts and is appealing for local companies to donate goods and services.
Mozambique braced itself Tuesday for a mounting death toll and a host of humanitarian needs in the wake of Cyclone Idai, which hit the coastal city of Beira on Friday before moving through Mozambique and on to Malawi and Zimbabwe. The initial official death toll stood at 84, but Mozambican President Filipe Nyusi announced late Monday, after flying over the affected areas, that he estimated the number could be as high as 1,000.
That was VOA's Anita Powell reporting from Johannesburg. As always, for more news, you can join us at our website. That is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Authorities in the Netherlands are investigating terror as a possible motive behind a shooting on a transit train this week that left 3 people dead and 5 others wounded in the city of Utrecht. Police arrested a 37-year-old Turkish-born man several hours after the shooting Monday. The suspect is expected to make his first court appearance on Thursday. In addition to the main suspect, 2 other people have been detained, but authorities have not detailed their possible roles in the attack. The leaders of the Western Hemisphere's 2 largest economies are promising closer trade ties, increased military cooperation. President Trump and Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro met Tuesday at the White House. Trump told reporters he was strongly considering NATO membership for Brazil.
The relationship that we have right now with Brazil has never been better. I think there was a lot of hostility with other presidents. There's zero hostility with me. And we're going to look at that very, very strongly in terms of whether it's NATO or it's something having to do with alliance.
The 2 men talked about trade and their mutual support for Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido, who has been recognized as his country's legitimate leader by most Western countries. A rebel-led leader, that is, said the Houthis will never surrender Yemen's major port of Hodeidah, despite a UN-brokered peace deal with the government. The ceasefire deal between the rebels and the Yemeni government called for both sides to withdraw from their forces from the rebel-held Hodeidah and 2 other smaller ports. Both sides have accused the other of violating the ceasefire deal and dragging their feet toward a complete pullback of forces. UN envoy for Yemen, Martin Griffiths, said on Tuesday significant progress has been made on the withdrawal, but he gave no further details. More than 70% of all imports to Yemen come through the port of Hodeidah, including desperately needed food, medicine, and other humanitarian aid. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is assuring flood victims in the U.S. Midwest that help is on the way. Pence toured parts of Nebraska and Iowa Tuesday, where a powerful late winter storm last week created a disaster for small towns and farmers who say they were already struggling to stay afloat. Iowa's governor declared states of emergency in nearly half of the 99 counties, that is, in the state. Nebraska officials estimate the floods caused more than $1 billion in damage to the state agricultural sector, not counting the hundreds of millions of dollars in damage to other public and private property. For more news, please join us, voanews.com or our mobile app, VOA. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.